Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Di and Viv and Rose. Following a successful run at the Hampstead Theatre in 2013, Amelia Bullmore's touching and very funny story of friendship with all its ups and downs gets a deserved West End transfer, with only Tamsin Althwaite reprising her role from the Hampstead production. She plays Di, a sports-loving lesbian who forms a friendship in her first year at university with the eternally optimistic and irrepressibly promiscuous Rose, played here by Jenna Russell, and the driven, earnestly ambitious and rather spiky Viv, played by Samantha Spiro. Pretty soon the trio is sharing a house despite their different personalities, and so begins a seemingly unbreakable bond that will last a lifetime. Bullmore is probably best known for playing Police Chief Jill Murray in the TV series Scott and Bailey, but she is also a writer of some note, as this her second play well proves. She captures beautifully the nuances of the women's relationship through both the hedonistic student days and also through darker, more difficult times. And she's served superbly by a cast to die for, who simply don't put a foot wrong. All three of these actresses have been consistently good in everything I've ever seen them in, and they don't disappoint here. Some have said that it takes too much of a leap to imagine these three middle-aged women as 18-year-old students, but I have to disagree. It speaks volumes for their chemistry and their talent that not once did the age disparity jar. And the alternative, of course, would have been to cast younger actresses and have them play older in the second act. It's called theatre. Get over it. The longer first act is full of laugh-out-loud moments and wonderfully crafted dialogue with lines that stick in the memory. But Bullmore turns the play on a sixpence when tragedy strikes and our laughter turns to tears. The shorter second act, by comparison, does feel a little rushed. We've moved on quite a few years and the women's lives have taken them in different directions that test their bond. Di and Viv and Rose is not a play that's going to change the world, but it is a beautifully crafted and impeccably performed piece of theatre that moves us and makes us laugh in equal measure, with characters that are very easy to care about. It continues at the Vaudeville Theatre in the Strand until the 23rd of May. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.